jewishaudio on Chabad.org.
In this class, we're going to discuss the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos candles, which is one of the rabbinic mitzvahs, one of the seven mitzvahs midrabanan, one of the seven rabbinic mitzvahs. Chazal tell us there's two reasons why we light the Shabbos candles. One is out of kovod va'oneg, honor and respect, and also the enjoyment of Shabbos. When you have candles lit, it creates a festive mood, and that is the atmosphere of Shabbos, that it should be festive. Also, Chazal tell us that when a person sees the food they're eating, they enjoy the food much better. So therefore, by having Shabbos candles lit in the room where we're eating, we're able to enjoy the food, and that adds to the enjoyment and pleasure of Shabbos. The second reason Chazal tell us why we need to light the Shabbos candles is because of Shalom Bayis, peace and tranquility in the home. If a person doesn't have candles or no lights in the house, and things are left on the floor, somebody will trip, somebody will fall. And what happens when somebody trips and somebody falls? Everybody starts blaming each other, and everybody yells and screams at each other. And therefore, Chazal tell us, for the tranquility and peace in the home of Shabbos, we have Shabbos candles burning on the Shabbos. The halachic difference between the two reasons, and that's why we keep both reasons, is according to the reason of kavod and einig, the enjoyment of Shabbos, then it would suffice to have candles only in the room that we eat, and you wouldn't need it in any other room. According to the reason that you have Shalom Bayis, that you should be able to see where you're going and not trip and fall, that would apply to every single room where a person is going to be using on Shabbos. Any room which is utilized on Shabbos would need to have the Shabbos candles, or at least some type of a light. So therefore, practical halacha is that any room that a person is going to be using on Shabbos needs some type of a light. That doesn't mean that, for instance, the bedroom has to have a light in it, but if there's a light in the hallway or in a closet, that when you will need the light, you'll be able to have a sufficient amount of light. That itself suffices as far as that obligation is concerned. The custom is that we light the Shabbos candles in the room we're going to be eating, and therefore, because the purpose of Shabbos candles in the room that we're eating is to be able to enjoy the meal. So therefore, halacha says, lechatchila, preferably the candles should be lit through the entire meal. That every part of the meal you should be able to see what you're eating, and therefore you're able to enjoy the meal. But the Eved, it says it should try to be lit at least until the Kiddush, when the meal begins, and then that itself will suffice. But lechatchila is preferred that the candles should be burning through the duration of the meal. What is the proper procedure when a woman lights the Shabbos candles? Now, the obligation of Shabbos candles is really on the home. It's not an individual's obligation. A home needs to have Shabbos candles for the two reasons we mentioned. The reason why the custom is that women have this particular mitzvah of lighting Shabbos candles, Chazal tell us two reasons. One reason is because she's found in the home more, it's her domain. And secondly, because Chava caused Adam Rishon to sin in the Eitz Hadas, and Adam Rishon was called Eirei Shel Olam, the light of the world, and because she diminished that light of the world by causing Adam Rishon to sin, the custom is that she is the one that ignites and illuminates the world through the Shabbos candles. The proper procedure for doing the Shabbos candles is as follows. Ideally, the woman should be lighting in their Shabbos clothing as show the importance and the respect of the mitzvah. It's also customary that the woman should daven mincha before lighting candles, because it's an appropriate time, it's an auspicious time for women to pray. And if she lights candles first, then it's questionable if she could daven mincha, because mincha is a Friday prayer, and candle lighting creates the atmosphere of Shabbos. It ushers in Shabbos. So therefore, halachically, the woman should daven mincha before candle lighting. But if she didn't, she's able to make a condition at the time of candle lighting and make the condition that she will be davening mincha afterwards. It's also appropriate, halacha says, that a woman should give tzedakah before candle lighting, again, because it's a very auspicious time for prayers. It's the woman's personal time with Hashem. At the time, she lights the candles. And therefore, it's appropriate, number one, that she dresses in her Shabbos clothing. She davens mincha before candle lighting. And she also gives tzedakah prior to the time of candle lighting. When it comes to the actual lighting of the candles, when you do candles are lit, she should make sure that the wick is entirely inflamed, meaning that when she takes off her hand from the candle, the flame is entirely lit. Also, it's customary in halacha to use candles, or some people use oil. In halacha, it actually says it's preferable to use olive oil over candles. But in the Rebbe's homes, we know the Rebbeim's wives or the Rebbitzins always lit with Shabbos candles. They didn't use oil. And therefore, if one wants to accept upon themselves the custom of lighting with olive oil, that's fine. But if they want to change from that custom of olive oil to go back to candles, then the woman would have to be matir neder, unless if she accepted it at the beginning when she began lighting with olive oil, that she's accepting it b'li neder, without a vow, without any obligation to it, that's fine. But if a woman began lighting with oil and she did it for more than three times and she never made a condition that she's accepting it without a promise and a vow, if the woman wants to go back to regular candles, she has to do what's called Hataras Nedarim. She needs to nullify the vow, because this was a vow, so to speak, that she made in the way of her actions to use olive oil. So then she would have to be matir neder. The procedure of the actual lighting of the Shabbos candles is as follows. And let me just give a brief introduction to this concept. Halacha says, we learn out, the Gemara says, we need to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. You have to do Eivir Lasiyosa, means anytime you do a mitzvah and you're making the bracha on the mitzvah, you need to say the bracha before the mitzvah. Once you did the mitzvah, you already fulfilled your obligation. So you can't make a bracha to say, Asher kedshanu b'mitzveis v'tzivanu, that God commanded us to do the mitzvah. If you already did the mitzvah, you're not obligated. So for instance, if somebody takes a lulav and esrog and shakes it before they make the bracha, they cannot make the bracha anymore because they did the mitzvah already. Every time you do a mitzvah with a bracha, the bracha has to be done and said before the actual mitzvah is done. So technically, when it comes to Shabbos candles, the woman would have to make the bracha, ladik nershel Shabbos kodesh, and then light the candles, like any other mitzvah. The problem is, once the woman says the bracha, ladik nershel Shabbos kodesh, so then she automatically accepts Shabbos. If she accepts Shabbos, then it's forbidden for her to light the candles. So seemingly like a catch-22 situation. She's supposed to make the bracha first, but if she makes the bracha first, she can't light the candles because it's Shabbos. So therefore, the halacha says as follows. The woman lights the candles first, and then she covers her eyes as if to say the candles are not here. And then she makes the bracha, l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos kodesh. And it is known, most of the people in the world, the bracha is l'hadlik ner shel Shabbos. The Rebbe writes that the minig of Beis Rav, the Rabbeim, always said the bracha l'hadik ner shel Shabbos kodesh. We add the word kodesh, and there's various different reasons in the purpose of adding that word kodesh, which now is not the time for it. But then, therefore, because it's the end of a bracha, it doesn't matter that we're adding the word kodesh. But therefore, when Shabbos and Yom Tov come together, and we're saying l'hadik ner shel Shabbos v'shel Yom Tov, then we don't add the word kodesh, because that's in the middle of a bracha, and then we're adding a word which is not in the initial bracha that was instituted by the Anshe Knesset HaGdela, but the men of the Great Assembly. And therefore, on Yom Tov, we just say Ladik Ner Shel Shabbos Vishal Yom Tov. But on a regular Shabbos, we say Ladik Ner Shel Shabbos Kodesh. Now, Halacha says that when the woman finishes lighting candles, according to many opinions, that is the acceptance of Shabbos even before she makes the bracha. So therefore, Halacha says it's preferred that rather than extinguishing the match at the end of the candle lighting, that if possible, she should put down the match and let the match extinguish itself. because according to certain opinions, as soon as she finishes lighting all the candles, that is the acceptance of Shabbos. And other opinions say when she makes the bracha, and therefore Shulchan Aruch says the preferred method is that when you finish lighting the candles with the match, you put it down and let it extinguish itself. It's an auspicious time, as we mentioned before, for a woman to light the Shabbos candles at that time, because it's an auspicious time. Women have a custom of giving their personal bracha, asking a request from Hashem, asking a bracha from Hashem for children, proper children, talmidei chachamim, scholars, and all good things. But it's an auspicious time for women to have their personal moment with Hashem, asking Hashem for what their personal needs are. It says in Halacha that women that don't have children, it's an auspicious time to ask a bracha for children, and so on. The obligation, what is the time that we need to light candles? So Halacha mentions, and there's different customs about how many minutes before sundown do you light Shabbos candles. Once Shkia, which is sundown, once Shabbos Shkia, sundown comes, it's forbidden to do any malacha. You can't do any work, so you can't light candles after Shkia. So we need to light the candles before sundown. What is the custom? How many minutes before sundown do we light candles on a Friday? So, for instance, in Yerushalayim, the custom is to light 40 minutes before Shkia. In America and most of the world, the accepted custom of lighting candles is 18 minutes before sundown. So if sundown would be 7 o'clock, candle lighting would be at 6:42. Now, that's 6:42, the way Halacha says, it's not that we just have 18 more minutes to light the candles. A woman is obligated to light the candles in the proper time, 18 minutes before sundown. And that is a given. There's no such thing as spare time. If chas v'sholem, if God forbid, something happened that the woman didn't have the opportunity to light candles at the 18 minutes, she still has 18 minutes until sundown to light the candles. But that's only in a case of emergency. It should not be regular procedure. The proper time, it's a woman's mitzvah, she has to do it correctly. The proper time to light the candles is 18 minutes before sundown. And again, in other places, the custom was Yerushalayim, the custom was 40, is the custom of 40 minutes before. But this is the accepted custom in most of the world that we light candles 18 minutes before sundown. Now, one more thing I want to mention, that after the woman lit her candles, within those 18 minutes, what happens if she needs something done in the house which is forbidden to do on Shabbos? Because, as mentioned, when the woman lights candles, she automatically accepts Shabbos. So she can't turn on the oven, turn off the oven, turn on a light, turn off a light. But she is allowed for those 18 minutes to ask a man or another woman that didn't light Shabbos candles yet, to do anything she needs, to turn on the oven, turn off the oven, turn on the light, turn off the light, or whatever it may be, because since it's before Shabbos and they didn't accept Shabbos yet, even though she did, halachically she's allowed to tell them and ask them to do a malacha, to do something which would normally be forbidden on Shabbos. I just want to go back a little bit. The custom is that women light at least two candles. The Rebbe wanted single women until they get married light one candle, but married women, the custom is to light two candles at the time of candle lighting. There's a number of reasons given why we light two candles. One reason is for husband and wife. Another reason is because it says Zohar and Shomer when the Ten Commandments, when it mentions the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. In the Ten Commandments, one time it says Zohar, and one time it says Shomer, and the Gemara says, our sages tell us, Hashem said them simultaneously, Zohar v'Shomer, like we say in L'chadaydi, v'dibur echad. So therefore the custom is, one candle for Zohar, one candle for Shomer. Another reason is, one for the husband, one for the wife. There are other reasons mentioned also. Another reason, for instance, it says, one of the reasons we light two candles is because the word ner, candle, singular, equals 250. And if you have two ner, two candles, it's 500. The Gemara tells us that a man has 248 limbs and organs, and a woman has 252 limbs and organs. So 252 and 248 equals 500, which is the concept of the two ned, the twice 250, which equals 500. But as we mentioned, the Rebbe wanted that a single girl should light only one candle. What happens if somebody forgot to light Shabbos candles? Not negligence. I mean, but they forgot. There's, well, really it is negligence by forgetting. So then the custom is you add another candle for the rest of your life on every Shabbos. If a woman forgot to light Shabbos candles, and it wasn't an emergency situation, she was in the hospital having a baby, or something came up that they were driving and it was impossible to light the Shabbos candles, in those cases, you don't need to add another candle. But if a woman forgot to light Shabbos candles, whether it's Yom Tov or Shabbos, she should add an additional candle for the rest of her life. Many women have a custom that every time a child is born, they also add another candle in honor of that child. Another thing about the Shabbos candles, as we said, at the time of Kiddush, because Ned equals 250 twice, and together it equals 500, the Gemara says that when a person walks quickly during the week, then you lose 1/500th of your eyesight. When you look at the candles on Friday night, because it's twice Ned, Nun Reish, twice 250 equals 500, so then we are able to get back that eyesight that we lost. The earliest a woman is allowed to bench or light Shabbos candles, what's the earliest? We said the latest is sundown, or 18 minutes before sundown. What is the earliest a woman is allowed to bring Shabbos in and light candles? So the time is Plag HaMincha, which means an hour and a quarter of halachic hours before sundown. Now, I don't want to elaborate too much in it, but a halachic hour is halachically as follows. You take sunrise to sundown, you figure out how many minutes are in that day from sunrise to sundown, you divide it by 12, and each one of those halachic hours that you divided by 12, that is called the halachic hour. It's relevant in a lot of laws, what time you can read the Shema to, until when you can eat Chumash to, until when you can daven to. It's a lot of dinim involved throughout the entire Torah. When a person, an hour and a quarter of halachic hours before sundown is the earliest a woman is allowed to light Shabbos candles. That's the earliest a man could also bring Shabbos in early. If a woman lit Shabbos candles before Plag HaMincha, let's say Plag HaMincha was 6 o'clock, and a woman lit candles a quarter to 6, she has to extinguish the fire and rekindle it, according to the Alter Rebbe, without a bracha, because she really didn't fulfill her obligation of candle lighting. But that's the earliest a woman is able to light Shabbos candles. The latest, as we said, was 18 minutes before Shkia, or in a case of an emergency, up to the time of sundown.